In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. So said the disciples to the Lord, after a long day in which he had taught and many and healed many. And they said, right now, there is no food, and there is no prospect for any food. We have to go and get food if these people are to be fed. And of course, the Lord told them, you don't need to go. You can do it yourselves. And then came the miracle of feeding the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Now, one can look at this miracle in many ways. Certainly, it says that the Lord will provide for us, right? Of course. And that is the surface meaning of the parable, or of the event. There's nothing more deep than that. The disciples said, this is a desert place. This is a place where we can't find any way to help ourselves. So we have to go and do something else. And the Lord was right there with them. The Lord was all they needed. Now, I've always told you, apply the gospel to yourself. All right? So let us put ourselves in the place of the disciples now. And so we say to the Lord, Lord, my soul is a desert place, and I don't feel you in my life many times. My faith is weak. Things don't go as they should go. I have made a mess of things. So far, that's all correct. But then we go, and we go off and try to rectify the problem ourselves. With the Lord right there. I find this problem in my life again and again and again. And since I know many of you, I'll be honest. I see the same problem in your life again and again and again. Yes, we recognize that there is a desert in us, right? Dry and harsh, without much life, without much water, refreshment. But we forget that the Lord is right with us. Some time ago I told you the answer to every question is Jesus Christ. That is correct. The reason for every problem, though, is lack of faith in Jesus Christ. And that's what the disciples showed here. They saw the situation. It was very dire. And they didn't see the Lord, that he could do anything. Now, we say we believe. And on some levels, that's correct. But on another level, let's be honest with one another. We don't completely believe the resurrection. Because if we did, we could say to the mountain, move, and it would move. We're not moving any mountains, are we? It's because of our lack of faith. Now, what did the Lord say? He said, go ahead and you take care of it. So they brought him a small, tiny pittance, not even enough for themselves. He broke the bread and the fish, and they started distributing, and everyone was able to eat after they had sat down and waited on the Lord. You know, the gospel, the stories of the gospel are a microcosm of what happens in our life. This happened in a matter of an hour or two, but it's signifying our entire life. We have to trust the Lord at all times. This is the true test of Christianity. And the one which I freely admit to you, shamefully, that I don't always pass. There's many desert places in our life. Many things that we can't get a grip on. Many things that we can't change. Many mistakes we've made that we regret. And we can't correct them. Habits that we're into. weaknesses of the flesh and of the soul that hinder us so often. And so often, we think of these things and we don't remember that the Lord is right next to us. The Lord will help us, not only to feed us, but to cleanse us, to purify us, to make us whole. When I read this gospel, that's what I get out of it. I suppose that there's more conventional meanings to the gospel. But I guess the major problem I see in my life is lack of faith. And I'll be honest, in your life too, because I know so many of you. Lack of faith. If we believe, the Lord would help us. Now, of course, with faith comes action, right? And then action helps faith. Just lack of faith. Lack of really believing that the Lord can take care of us in the desert. So, brothers and sisters, look into your life. Do you have any deserts in your life? If you're careful, you'll see. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. A lot of deserts in your life. A lot of things which seem unsolvable. A lot of things where you don't seem to have the resources. But the Lord is there too. So trust in Him. And your desert place will become fragrant. It will become well watered. It will become an oasis instead of a desert. It just takes a lot of time. A lot of effort. And the effort is mostly in here, isn't it? The effort is to truly believe the Lord. So, brothers and sisters, we're not really in a desert place ever. The Lord is with us. And where the Lord is, there are springs in the desert. So God help us to believe in the resurrection every moment of our life. And not to think that we are in a desert, but that the Lord is with us.